Now, you were talking, obviously, about your experience in relation to your father having a plum job that, yes, that would help the war effort and other people in the community. But it's serious business. The Japanese have invaded Darwin, or they've bombed Darwin. They've taken Singapore. They've bombed Darwin. They could be invading South Perth.
Well, they caught one of their little subs in the net outside Rottnest, which was where my father was going for the army water transport daily, taking munitions and people and supplies over there. So it was very close. But I think because I was young, I wasn't very frightened. I guess I didn't think about anything dreadful happening other than not having enough to eat or not having clothes to wear. We had quite a few English migrants come out here, and that became a little bit scary when they talked about the bombing, particularly one dreadfully British young lass that she went to our school for a few weeks, and Esme was so English she could have come right out of a ladies' college in London, you know, and she spoke about how terrifying it was going into the shelters when they were bombing London with those buzz bombs, you know, and you never knew when they were next going to hit your home or somewhere. And they lived, as I say, in the outskirts of London, so they were pretty much target. Then I think I became a little more afraid. How would I handle it if it happened to my house? You know, what if it was us? But until then, it was so distant that I think we almost felt important that we were asked to grow veggies and save money and do things to help other people who were being bombed out of their homes, or people who were dying to save us on the war front. I don't think I personally thought very much about the possibility of it happening here until it really did. And that scared everybody then. We took it a bit more seriously.
Mm.
But I think when you're young, I don't know, but most young people under, I'll say about 18, they, certainly in my day, we were dependent on our parents to comfort us, to strengthen us, to teach us, to lead us. And so I think we weren't truly afraid of lots of things, but kids now today, they're not sure who's going to show them the way to avoid that happening. We didn't have such problems with children taking drugs, simply because, I suppose, we weren't exposed to it because our parents didn't allow that to happen, because I don't suppose they knew enough to stop us, but somehow it didn't happen in our childhood. Therefore, I don't think we were so afraid of things like the fear of being bombed or having something really bad happen to us. One or two of the children in the school lost uncles, or I can't really remember if any lost their fathers, but they were serving overseas and didn't come back. So we felt that side of it, but I wasn't personally very frightened by it. And I think nasty, mean little boys really enjoyed getting out of school and jumping into the trenches and accidentally, I mustn't be unkind about the opposite sex, splashing all the excess sand out of their trenches onto ours, or sometimes accidentally on purpose knocking one of their big sandbags on top of one of the little girls who was just down below their eye level. Mostly, I'm sure there are some people who would remember being very afraid, but as I say, I didn't. Maybe I wasn't smart enough to realise how serious it was. I don't know, but I thank God that I didn't, if that was the case.